Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast with your host, Adam Paulus.
It's time for the video game podcast at Entertainment Earth, where we don't sell them, I just likes to talk about them. This week in video game news. First of all, I work on another little blog of my own, and CBS sent me a press release. You can see the spiel of it at 16bit.com. But basically what you need to know is this. They licensed out a bunch of their TV properties. And the licenses are Amazing Race, sensible. Survivor, very sensible. Criminal Minds, okay. Ghost Whisperer, okay, all right. These all make sense. But the real winner on the list, the one thing for a video game I never thought I'd see, Diagnosis Murder. Fantastic. Star Wars fans will want to take note this week that a new Battlefront game was released on the DS and the PSP, and the Ultimate Sith Edition of The Force Unleashed hit Xbox 360, PS3, and the PC. Force Unleashed now has all the DLC you can buy extra separately. It's $39.99, and there's some exclusive stages on this disc as well. So if you bought it last year like I did, I'm very sorry. On the Wii this week, you can download Family Card Games. Aha, I got it. Escape Game. That's Aha, I got it. Escape Game is the whole thing. Carnival King. And on the Virtual Console service, you can get the Sega Master System port of R-Type and the TurboGrafx game Fighting Street, which is actually Street Fighter, specifically Street Fighter 1. They came a long way before they got to Street Fighter 2. I mean, that's a very different game, so just in case you're curious, it is there. On the Nintendo DSi this week, you can download Battle of Giants, Dragons, Bronze Edition. Well, that's all one game, too. Viking Invasion, and Sparkle Snapshots. Hint, one of these games may be for little girls and not for you, unless you are a little girl, in which case, more power to you and thanks for listening. On the Xbox 360, Microsoft finally downloaded additional chapters, downloaded, uploaded, whatever, they're available. The Wallace and Gromit chapters 2, 3, and 4 of Telltale Games ongoing series, you can get them, they're 10 bucks. The first one I got played through, reviewed, it's pretty good. It's very interesting how they managed to make CG look like clay animation, so it's very impressive in terms of visuals, and it's Wallace and Gromit. You know what to expect. There's going to be cheese. It's going to be a good time and for the whole family. On the PSP, you can download a lot of games this week, and they are Numblast, Battlefront Elite Squadron, Star Wars Clone Wars Republic Heroes, Dissidia Final Fantasy, Ghostbusters the Video Game, Creature Defense Dungeon Maker, Hunting Ground, Class of Heroes, Crimson Room, Reverse, Ben 10, Protector of Earth, and Ben 10, Alien Force. And the PS1 game you can download this week on the PS1 is Gex, which features Dana Gould, one of the funniest comics working today for my money. He's also on the PlayStation 3, so you can get it on either platform. And the other PlayStation 3 games are Military Madness Nectaris and Numblast. And I got a copy of the Xbox 360 Military Madness Nectaris, and it's pretty fun so far. I need to go back and play it some more. But that's your downloadable and random game news roundup. New at Entertainment Earth. Did you like Halo ODST? Well, let me tell you something. The Halo ODST rookie figure is the hottest thing going for Halo right now. Really hot. If you could see the reports I could see, you would say, gee, I wish I bought one before it sold out. And you still have that chance. So go buy one before it sells out. Because it's going to. Don't come crying to me when it's gone forever. I tried to warn you. And yes, this was an ad. That's all for the main show this week on the Video Game Podcast. Thank you for listening in. I will be back in 2 weeks or so because I will be on assignment drinking Jolt, eating burgers, and generally wasting my better years. So care to join me? Pete, hope to see you there. And everybody else, see you next time. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entertainearth, blog.entertainmentearth.com for our blog. And you can call us anytime to order things as long as we're there. And we have extended holiday hours for your phone needs. Or you can just order online any time of day. That's it for Entertainment Earth. Goodbye. Okay, so last weekend, my good friend came over, and we, played through Simon's Quest, Castlevania 2, on the NES in one sitting. Which, let me tell you, was good times. And you might be asking, why am I listening to this story? This is a complete waste of time. Yes, it is, and basically it was, but I enjoyed it immensely. If you haven't played through Castlevania 2, Simon's Quest, and many of you probably haven't, depending on how old you are, this game came out about 20 years ago, roughly this month. And that was about the time I beat it for the first time when I rented it. And I always hear people going, oh, it's so hard, it's so hard. No, it's not. You can beat it in one sitting almost without a walkthrough. It's fairly simple. Although there's very few bosses, and the bosses that there are in there are extremely easy to beat. You've heard of cheap bosses. Well, you're basically a cheap player because you can just go up to them and just keep wailing on them and they die. But it was a lot of fun to play through again. And if you haven't played through Simon's Quest in a while, you really should. I mean, Of all the NES Castlevania games, it's by far the easiest, and you get all these cool little upgrades, flame whips, shields, Dracula's eyeball. It's a good time. But as you know, I am a very old person, walking with a crane, and I need to be wheelchaired around places because my legs don't work anymore. I'm so old. No offense to those of you who are actually in wheelchairs. I'm just making a joke about old people, so they don't mind being made fun of. It's okay. But anyway, thanks for listening in, and yeah, Halloween Castlevania 2 is a good way to spend it because I am absolutely no fun, but killing vampires, or rather resurrecting a vampire to kill, that was good times. And I hope you all had a great Halloween too.